This is a podcast from RTE Radio.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello. Welcome to the constituency and welcome to Meath, the focus of this week's programme. At the moment, I'm in Dunboyne in the southeast of the county. Like towns across Meath, its population is on the rise. The preliminary figures from this year's census show the county's rate of growth is the second fastest in the country. More houses, more people, more traffic. The pace of change has led some to claim that Meath is creaking at the seams. This population boom also has electoral consequences, as Kevin Rafter, who's the political editor of the Sunday Tribune, explains.
Yeah, the increase in population in Meath means that the Boundary Revision Commission, they've split the county. We used to be a five-seater, so now we have two three-seaters, Meath West and Meath East. It means candidates have had to make a choice in terms of where they go. People like Noel Dempsey have followed their base in terms of public support. They would have been used to working across the county. Now they've got a smaller geographical area. It's harder for the small parties. And I suppose it means for the bigger parties there's an extra seat up for grabs. Five seats previously, six seats now across two constituencies.
All five sitting TDs are running again. Three of them, Johnny Brady and Noel Dempsey of Fianna Fáil and Damien English of Fine Gael, will be standing in Meath West. The big population centres there are places like Trim, Kells and, of course, Navan. And as if things weren't complicated enough, the constituency of Meath West also includes part of West Meath. The two other incumbents, Mary Wallace of Fianna Fáil and Shane McEntee of Fine Gael, who won the seat in a by-election last year, will be on the ballot here in Meath East. The majority of Meath's new residents travel to Dublin every day for work. This means that a county once synonymous with big farmers is now probably more synonymous with weary commuters, as Joan Dignan of the Meath Chronicle explains.
You still have the huge farming sector in Meath, and a lot of the county still consists of green fields. This contrasts, of course, very strongly. When you drive through the beautiful green fields and you arrive in the towns, which have become hugely developed and have very much bigger populations. There has been a very big influx of new residents, many of them from Dublin, who are moving out to the country, I suppose.
So then, what are the big issues? Joan Dignan says that across the two constituencies, they're broadly the same and very familiar.
Well, I'm afraid it's that word again, infrastructure, which is the main best way to sum up Meath's problems. Its population, according to the preliminary census figures earlier this year, has gone up to 162,000 plus, and that's far in advance of what was projected for this time.
The original viaduct, which was built in 1862, still stands. It's used, believe it or not, for transporting cattle from one side of the river to the other, and from there you have a clear run almost straight into Navan. The alignment is 26 miles in length.
Navan resident Pronchias Mac Argusa showing me the map of the old Dublin Navan rail line. It's a piece of infrastructure that's long gone. There hasn't been a regular service since the 1940s. He has founded a group called Meath on Track to lobby for the railway's reinstatement under the government's Transport 21 document. That is due to happen, but not until 2015.
I'm originally from Dublin. In my own case, I live in Navan and work in the city centre. I suppose when I moved here first, one of the things that struck me was that some of the estate agents were advertising that Navan was only 9 sets of traffic lights from Dublin. Or in another case, there was another estate agent advertising that Navan was literally only 1 hour from Dublin by road. That has changed now. It changed. If you look at the N3 at 6:30 in the morning, you can have tailbacks of up to 2 or 3 miles at the Black Bull Junction where the Trim and Rathold Roads join the entry. It's something which has changed totally over the last few years. It's getting worse, and unless the government actually takes action now at this stage to reinstate the railway line, there is no hope that people in the county can have a better quality of life.
If somebody did want to use public transport, if they were in a position where they had to use public transport, what's available?
At present, there are obviously Bus Éire and buses. Apart from that, there isn't anything else. The nearest train line to Navan would obviously be operational. Passenger train line would obviously be in Drogheda. So you're totally reliant on the bus services. You can have situations, as has happened recently, where Bus Éire and buses were delayed coming to Navan from the city, which meant in turn that commuters were late. We feel that the best and most reliable service, which could be put there for Navan and the surrounding towns in Meath, would be a full railway services.
How big an issue would you say this is locally? I mean, do you reckon that people will decide who they vote for on an issue such as this?
For many of the people who have moved into the county over the past few years, it is the major issue. It is a case now that if candidates clearly commit to delivering the railway line within the timescale that Éire Nóta Éireann gave, which was 5 years, it would be very hard for people in the county not to vote for that candidate.
Ideally, how quickly do you think that this line could be rebuilt?
The line in its entirety is 26 miles long. It could be built, according to Éire Nóta Éireann, within 5 years. To put it in perspective, when the line was built originally in 1859, it took less than 3 years for those people to build it using picks and shovels. Now, with the railway order process, that would obviously be put back to 5 years, as Éire Nóta Éireann have said. However, it could be built by 2011 if the government started to move on it now. Dunboyne by 2009 is fine. Literally, the Navan link is less than a year behind it in planning terms. There's no reason why within a year or two the railway shouldn't be open to Navan.
The division of Meath into 2 3-seat constituencies was bad news for the smaller parties and for independents. They tend to do better in 4 or 5-seat constituencies where they can accumulate sufficient transfers to get elected. Now, electoral hopefuls, they always complain that everything is stacked in favour of sitting TDs. They have greater resources, they get more airtime. So we decided to let 3 non-incumbents have their say. I've been speaking to 2 candidates in Meath East, both of them contesting their first general election, and to a Meath West candidate who's been running unsuccessfully since the 1980s. Dominic Hannigan is the Labour Party candidate here in Meath East. After a strong enough performance in last year's by-election, the constituency tops Labour's list of potential gains. Serena Campbell also ran in the 2005 by-election. She's the Progressive Democrats candidate, but her chances of winning a seat are seen as pretty slim. I asked them both why they believed they could do better than Meath's incumbents.
I got involved in politics 2.5 years ago now at the time of the local elections, and what brought me into politics was, apart from having an interest for a long time, my own set of skills and experiences are in those areas that I think Meath is lacking in. I've got almost 20 years of experience as a civil engineer, involved in public transport planning, involved in development planning. I've also worked for the Department of Health in the UK. So my range of skills were, things that I could actually bring to the party, if you like, and try to help improve the community that I live in.
As far as you're concerned then, what are the big issues? You mentioned transport, you mentioned infrastructure. Is that it, basically?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we've got problems with health on the East Coast. We've got problems with the lack of basic community planning. You might remember over the summer we had issues in relation to schools in Laytown, or the lack of schools in Laytown. At this stage, Meath has grown significantly over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, with population rises in some villages of close to 50%. Unfortunately, the infrastructure that's needed to go with those new people hasn't come.
Serena Campbell, why do you believe that you would be a better public representative for Meath East than those who have the job at the moment?
Well, currently, if we reflect upon over the last number of years, going back even to the 1950s, we've had Taoiseachs, we've had ministers from all parties. And Meath East seems to have been just neglected and ignored for that, particularly in the last number of years. If you take, for example, Kildare would have had increased inward investment prior to the beginning of 2000 and so on. If we take Louth, now that we have the motorway running through Meath, it has got increases in inward investment. So they have job creations, they've got community facilities, they've got a hell of a lot more development than actually what's happening in Meath and Meath East.
So I have to ask then, has central government let Meath down?
To a degree, I would say yes in some cases and no in other cases. I think a lot of, like, county councils have an autonomy. They've always believed on this basis of having autonomy. They have devolved powers in local government. A large responsibility has to go on the current development plan, the current development plan in which they're running off at the moment. And the next development plan is going to have to do an awful lot of retrospective strategic planning. Meath East, particularly in the region and currently where I'm standing, has not been represented. And I think the failings are at both levels.
Yet at the moment, three of the five Meath TDs, they're your partners in government. They're Fianna Fáil TDs.
I'm not taking away from them, but I do think they burden this responsibility as well. There has been no Progressive Democrat elected to Meath County Council or to the Dáil from Meath. Meath has kind of got, you know, over the last number of years, they've become complacent.
Looking for a few moments, Dominic Hannigan, at the broader picture, your own party, the Labour Party, hasn't been doing well in recent opinion polls. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think what happened back with the Birdie Gate has muddied the waters somewhat. But in terms of how that impacts locally, well, we had a poll here last year, March the 11th, and I scored just over 15% in the area that's now East Meath.
You're talking about the by-election.
The by-election, yeah. So I scored over 15% in the area that's now East Meath. I think, you know, I've been working hard on the ground since then. I'd be fairly confident that I've managed to hold that and hopefully increase my support. So locally, I think we're doing well. We need every vote that we can get, but we'll certainly be in there at the end of the day, next May or whenever that is.
Turning to yourself once again, Serena Campbell, is yours an impossible task?
I don't believe it's an impossible task. I would believe that the only poll that really counts is the one that shows up on polling day. And I think the most important thing that everybody has to remember when you're going forward into an election is that my view is you've one vote come polling day. And after that, then everything you receive is an added bonus. So, I mean, my chances are there. I might be deemed as, people would see it as being an outsider, but I think that the seat is well to play for. It's not a sitting seat. Nobody has the rights on it yet, and I think the people will decide effectively who they want to have representing them.
Shortly we'll be hearing from another contender, but first of all, after speaking to Dominic Hannigan and Serena Campbell, I decided to ask some of Dunboyne's voters for their views. And, you know, it was one of those evenings where nobody wanted to talk politics. Even those people who were willing to have a few words were probably only doing so because they felt sorry for me. I was just about to give up when I spotted, if not the town's best-known citizen, Sean Boylan probably has that honour, certainly its best-known politician. The former Fine Gael Taoiseach, John Bruton, was coming out of the supermarket. As you know, he's now normally based in Washington, where he's the EU ambassador. And while he's hardly an impartial observer, he did give me his views on the local issues and on the fate of the party he once led.
Well, traffic gridlock. We're standing here in Dunboyne where there's four or five trucks stopped because people are avoiding the tolls on the M50 and coming through a village that's not built for that sort of traffic. That's one issue. But I think their traffic issues generally are a major concern for people in this area.
How do you think Fine Gael are going to do in Meath East?
I think Fine Gael are going to do very well. I expect that they're going to be looking for the second seat in Meath East. That's something that I know they've been working on very hard, from what I'm told, but I'm obviously not involved. One is allowed to retain one's party membership, which I have, of course, retained. I'm not involved in any sense in political activity.
Looking, though, at the opinion polls, if you were Enda Kenny, would you be worried?
I think that opinion polls that are not taken in the immediate context of a general election within sort of a month of it can be expressions of temporary mood swings rather than any solid intention to vote any particular direction. I think the case is yet to be made by both sides about what they're going to do for the next 5 years. And it's only when that case is made and people have a chance to examine it and decide that then you can take the opinion polls in the wake of that seriously. I think at this stage, you know, they go up and down. This is the pattern in other countries as well.
If you were leading Fine Gael now, what issue would you be concentrating on?
Well, I don't think it's a very, very fair question to ask me, but I do think long-term economic competitiveness for the country is an important issue that all political leaders need to concentrate on. We've done very well on the huge volume of foreign investment, particularly American investment, let me say, that we've been getting into the country over the last 20 years. I think for the next 20 years, we're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to do it with Irish ideas, Irish money, Irish inventiveness, Irish education and Irish talent, rather than bringing it in from overseas. And that requires, I think, a change of mindset. A new approach is going to be needed for the problems of the next decade.
We're just a few months away now from the general election here. Do you miss the cut and thrust of it?
I suppose it'd be less than honest to say that I do, obviously, to some degree. On the other hand, the anxiety of wondering how you're going to do yourself and what position you're going to be in after the election, are you still going to be there or not, that anxiety is removed. It's a great load off not only my shoulders, but off the shoulders of my family, that they don't have to worry about elections, and we can maybe enjoy elections more as spectators than one would as a participant.
In contrast with the Progressive Democrat and Labour candidates who we heard from earlier, Sinn Féin's Joe Riley has been running in elections, local and general, for almost 20 years. His base is here in Navan in the Meath West constituency. Now, he says that had Meath stayed as one five-seat constituency, this time he would have been successful, but he still reckons that he has a chance.
Oh yeah, it's a tough constituency. There are three sitting TDs. One of them have to be unseated and a minister. But it's not beyond the bounds of possibility. We believe that there's a third seat there for taking. It's up for grabs. We're going to be in there. Independent views in the county would say that we are correct, or I am correct in my assessment. And we are going all out to take that third seat, all out.
Joe Riley received a significant amount of international media attention during the 2005 by-election. At that time, there was huge pressure on Sinn Féin because of the murder of Robert McCartney and because of the Northern Bank robbery. In the event, his vote actually increased slightly. So does he hope that developments like the St Andrews Agreement mean that people who wouldn't countenance voting Sinn Féin before might be prepared to do so now?
Well, there are a lot of people who wouldn't count as many other parties as well. But the evidence is there to say that the Sinn Féin vote is increasing all the time on each election. We now have a team of six councillors in this part of the constituency. We will double that the next time around. There's an increasing audience for the Sinn Féin message. And I think the work that we have done on that does pay off, and people do recognise the leadership that we've given around it. Despite all the difficulties that attach to the peace process, it's still important in people's minds, and they still recognise the work that we have done.
Let's take a look then at the likely electoral outcome based on the candidates who have declared so far. We also have to take into account the fact that, as one observer in Meath West put it to me, there's still some mystification about the Fine Gael strategy there. Anyway, taking all of this on board, Kevin Rafter of the Sunday Tribune has been scrutinising the two constituencies.
Meath East, Ashbourne, Bettystown, Dunboyne, this was an extension of Dublin in some ways in terms of the issues that are going to be at play. Mary Wallace is the Fianna Fáil main candidate for so long. She was supposed to be the second candidate in the old Meath constituency to Noel Dempsey. Now she's out there as a junior minister on her own, and she'll have to bring in a running mate if the party is to succeed in the constituency. Thomas Byrne is her running mate. He's an electoral unknown. So Byrne and Wallace, Fianna Fáil ticket. Shane McEntee, who came to the fore in the by-election when John Bruton resigned, McEntee for Fine Gael, got a great by-election vote, and I think he would be a very strong candidate for Fine Gael in this constituency. So you're looking at one Fianna Fáil from Wallace and Byrne, and you're looking at Shane McEntee, and then obviously the third seat up for grabs. Dominic Hannigan is there for the Labour Party. He was successful in the local elections as an independent. He actually toyed with joining Fianna Fáil, ultimately joined the Labour Party and ran for the party in the by-election across the old five-seater. Reasonable vote, 11% of the first preference vote, but the concentration of the type of voter that the Labour Party will be going after, Hannigan should actually do quite well. But there's a little bit of baggage there with Brian Fitzgerald, formerly of the Labour Party. He's run in numerous elections. I think come the next election he will have contested four for the Labour Party, but the last two as an independent. Brian Fitzgerald's vote will be crucial in terms of determining whether Dominic Hannigan can win for the Labour Party.
There are a number of other candidates. We've heard from Serena Campbell of the PDs. There's also Councillor Tom Kelly. He's running for the Green Party. Sinn Féin have a candidate, Joanne Finnegan, and the second Fine Gael candidate is Regina Doherty. Do any of them stand any chance?
No, I think the people we've mentioned, Mary Wallace, Shane McEntee, Dominic Hannigan, Thomas Byrne and Brian Fitzgerald, they're the names that people will be looking at in terms of the first preference vote and in terms of ultimately where the three seats go.
And if you had to call it at this stage?
I think Mary Wallace has to be a shoe-in as a junior minister and a long-standing TD in the old Meath constituency. Shane McEntee did so well in the by-election, and he's done well in the Dáil, good presence. And I think if there's to be any sort of uplift for the Labour Party, Dominic Hannigan should be a TD after the next general election.
Let's take a look then at the other Meath constituency. Meath West, incorporating part of West Meath. It's a complicated one.
Yeah, part of West Meath that was actually in the old Meath constituency from 1980 to 1990. Then went back to West Meath, where it properly belongs. And in the most recent revision has come into this new three-seater Meath West, part of Kells, Navan and Trim in there as well. Noel Dempsey is obviously the big name, government minister, topped the poll in several elections. He will be the big player in this constituency, along with his running mate Johnny Brady, who was first elected in 1997, won the seat again the last time, got a good strong vote, and Fianna Fáil will be, I think, confident of holding two of the three seats in this constituency. A young TD then elected the last time, Damien English, in John Bruton's shadow, but now he's out on his own. He's the main Fine Gael candidate. The party's having a convention early in December to probably add a second candidate, but I think Damien English is the standard bearer for Fine Gael. There's one complication in this constituency, and that's Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin have built from a very small base with Joe Riley, have built a strong presence in Meath. And I think if Meath had stayed as a five-seater, they would have been very confident of taking a seat. Joe Riley is in Meath West. Very hard for Sinn Féin in a three-seater to take a seat.
Just back to the Fine Gael situation for a moment. They're holding the convention very late.
They are. And I think in terms of they were looking at a strategy at one stage of just running Damien English. I think they've looked at that and said, well, look, maybe we need to sweep across the constituency. But I think in terms of there's one Fine Gael seat in Meath West, I don't think the party realistically even expects to be taking two seats.
Interestingly, though, this Meath West was one of many, many constituencies. We're certainly talking five or six at this stage, to which the name of Mairead McGuinness had been attached at one stage or another.
Yeah, Mairead McGuinness, the Fine Gael MEP, her name pops up in several constituencies, Kildare South, Dublin North even, and Meath West at one stage. There's no indication yet whether she's even going to run for the Dáil, but I think in terms of the Fine Gael hierarchy and the party handlers very much want Mairead McGuinness as a Dáil candidate. I don't think Meath West is going to be the constituency they settle on, but in the next few weeks, I think Mairead McGuinness and Fine Gael are going to have to make a decision about whether her future is in European politics or national politics.
There are other candidates. We've mentioned Joe Riley of Sinn Féin. Indeed, we heard from him earlier. There is also Brian Flanagan, who's running for the Green Party here, and Councillor Brian Collins of Labour.
Yeah, neither of whom I think will actually figure in the divvy up for the seat in terms of you're looking at Noel Dempsey, Johnny Brady. Joe Riley will need a huge first preference vote in order to take a seat. I think he's three-seater, it's going to be impossible for Sinn Féin. I think that means you're going to have Dempsey, Brady and English.
So overall then, Kevin, we're talking about six seats instead of five, and you're talking about three Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael and a Labour.
Yeah, which means effectively that Fianna Fáil hold what they had. They had three out of five, they now have three out of six. It's the alternative that actually wins in the Meath area, in the two three-seaters, two Fine Gael and one Labour. So it's a gain out of the constituency revision for Enda Kenny and Pat Rabbit in terms of the alternative alliance.
Kevin Rafter bringing this week's programme to an end. If there's an issue you think we should be looking at, do email us at constituency@rte.ie. We'll be looking at a further two electoral contests next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.